Some tips for disposing and recycling that Christmas tree. Now that Christmas is over and the relatives are gone, it's time to start thinking about taking down all of those beautiful decorations and putting them away for the year. But that fresh Christmas tree will need to be disposed of or recycled. And in most urban and suburban areas, Christmas trees are collected from curbside during the first 2 weeks of January. Be sure to remove all of the lights, wire, tinsel, ornaments, nail stands, and other non-organic decorative materials that are not part of the original tree, including the tree stand. Flock trees are usually accepted, but not artificial trees. Larger trees, 6 to 7 feet, may need to be cut in half, depending on the requirements of your garbage hauler. Check with your local city or county agency to see if tree curbside pickup is available, and also when it's okay to start leaving your tree on the curb, or to find out where the nearest place is to drop off the tree if curbside pickup is not an option. You could also try finding a nonprofit agency in your area that offers free tree pickup and disposal. Or you could place trees and greenery around your yard to provide shelter for birds and small animals, or cut the branches of your tree into small pieces, then add to your compost pile for use in the spring. Remember to never burn your tree in a wood stove or fireplace. Pines, firs, and other evergreens have a high content of flammable turpentine oils. Burning the tree may contribute to creosote buildup and risk a chimney fire. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.